I'm going to talk now a bit about, I suppose, the last couple of weeks in this country with regards to Joe Biden, the US presidential visit of last week, the trips he went on, the speeches that he made, speaking before the Oireachtas in Dáil Éireann, and also over the last number of days, we have seen the marking of the anniversary, the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. One of the key people in relation to that is former Senator George Mitchell. Have a little listen to his speech yesterday at the conference in Queen's University Belfast, looking at the achievement of peace over the last 25 years.
This is an agreement for peace and for the future, not just here, but everywhere. We are living in fractured times. We need you. We need your ongoing patience, stamina, and perseverance. We need people who believe, who know that the possible does exist within the impossible. Don't let it slip away. May God grant you the opportunity and prosperity and everlasting peace you deserve. Thank you, Northern Ireland. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, Northern Ireland.
And there you go. That's a little bit of a very powerful speech which was made by retired Senator George Mitchell at the age of 89, suffering from acute leukemia. He delivered a 44-minute speech in Belfast. Imagine being able to even travel to Ireland, to Belfast, with that illness and that age. And between him and President Biden, who's 82 years of age, and the stamina he showed over his four-day visit, and that powerful speech made by Senator George Mitchell, we're asking the question this morning, are we ageist? Do we have an idea that once somebody in this country reaches the age of, sorry, President Biden, 80, not 82, I was adding a couple of years on, but the point remains, once a person gets to 80 or over 80, are we seeing that they're not able to do amazing things like that? They're not able to have stamina. They're not able to have the mental acuity to deliver a 44-minute speech in front of a huge crowd of people, even though suffering from a very tough illness as well. Well, with me on the line to talk about this, we have Alice Taylor. Alice, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to us again on the programme.
Yeah, good morning, Gerry.
You're 85.
Yes.
What do you make of both President Biden and George Mitchell and the idea that these men, in these people in their 80s, are able to do what they've done in the last couple of weeks?
I think they're amazing. And as well as that, you know, Gerry, I think people who underestimate those two men, it says a lot more about those people than it does about the two men. You know, it's just a very narrow vision of life. I mean, those two men are bringing years of experience, wisdom to the jobs they're doing. And that was one of the things, actually, President Biden said. He said, I am bringing a lot of experience to the job. I mean, he's gone through a lot. And surely, Gerry, as we go through life, we learn. Well, hopefully we learn. And we arrive at a stage where, well, I know from my experience that there are things that I wouldn't do now that I did when I was far younger, but I didn't because I didn't know any better. So I think we learn as we go through life. We gather a certain amount of wisdom in the process. So I think they're bringing a great wisdom to it. And you know, it was amazing, President Biden, his enthusiasm and his love of Ireland. I think he lit up the whole country.
He did. He did. It was amazing to see. It really was amazing.
Amazing. And as well as that, you know something, he emphasised the importance of our roots, where we come from. And in a sense, I think it's very important that the elders within the family, I love that expression, the elders rather than old people, the elders within the family, if they are treated with respect, I think that's very good for society. Because if there's a family where the nana is there and the granddad, and they're treated with respect by the grandchildren, those children are not going to go out onto the street and clobber old people or attack them.
Or disrespect them. in any way, or value them less, I suppose, Alice, if they come across them.
Yeah, because they've been reared with a sense of appreciation for their elders, and they bring that out into society. And I think that enriches society, and it's very good for us. And, you know, it's a balance of the mixture. I think it's a very good society where you have the young and the old living side by side. Mm. You know, in the village we have a very mixed society, and that's great, and people are involved in organisations right up to the end, really, and they bring great kindness and wisdom. And I think what comes with kindness is when society treats the very young and the very old and the special needs people with kindness. I think we're a kinder society. And I wrote a poem once, and I really think kindness is the oil that turns the wheels of life. It's the goodness of your kindness kept me in my mind. Its worth could not be measured. It had goodness undefined. You held out a caring hand when I was full of pain. You eased the hard piece of life and made me live again. So I said, the kindness in society, and to treat our elders with kindness and respect, that enriches society. And I think the likes of Biden and Mitchell, they're a great blessing to society, and we've a lot to learn from them.
They're an example. They're an example. An example of what can be done. Like our life expectancy in this country has gone up. We're 84 years of age for a woman, 80.4 years of age for a man. It's been climbing steadily over the last number of decades. Have our opinions maybe not caught up with the reality that we are living longer and living healthier for longer?
That's right. Sometimes we're slow learners, Jerry. It takes us a long time to learn that things have changed. And, you know, there's the mix. I think a mixed society is great. And you go out in the street, you meet the young, you meet the old, you meet a mixture, and that's great. It's great for our sense of well-being and our alertness. So I think it's great, and I think Biden's blessing has been a great. Biden's visit has been a great blessing to Ireland, and he brought a great appreciation. And I love the way Mitchell, you know, invoked the blessings of God, and you know, encompassing everything, you know, nature, God, ordinary living, people. It's a whole mixture. Beyond understanding, maybe, but still, I always think of St. Paul: understand it, even though it's beyond all understanding.
Yeah.
And in a way, like, isn't life, it's a bit beyond all understanding. But it's all about making the most of it and being kind to each other.
Yeah. What did you make, Alice, of some of the snippy comments about Joe Biden, for example, mixing up the All Blacks with the Black and Tan? Some people think, oh look, that's a senior moment, he's losing it.
Oh, for goodness sake, that's just smart sniping, isn't it? Sure, for God's sake, you could do that at any age. It's very easy to get, and that was such a trivial thing. Yeah. And the people that zone in on that, oh God, if that comes from very small-minded thinking, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I know, and there's been a debate, and there is a debate in this country. There was a debate in France up until recently about the age of retirement. They're objecting to retiring at 64. Are we being conditioned into a thing that when you retire from work, or let's say your work, or most of your life's work, that's it? You go off and you play golf, or you sit at home, you read books, and you almost opt out of society. When that's really not the case, is it? Or shouldn't
not
be
the case. Not at all. I find here that you know, I'm involved with Tidy Towns and all the different things going on in the village. I mean, Jerry, when you retire, you have time to do things that maybe you had to put on hold when you were working full time. You can do, you know, when I retired, I took up writing, painting, gardening. You can do pursuits that you probably couldn't do when you were working full time and maybe rearing a family. It's a time of enrichment for you and for society, really, because you can bring a lot of experience and more time. I think it's a great time of life, really.
And listen, older people are needed. Like the amount in the last number of years, and I know it's a point you've made, that so many more older people are now involved in raising their grandchildren
That's
than used to be in the last number of years.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday morning I went up to collect my grandchild at the school gate or at lunchtime, and there was a lot of nannies there. And in a way, it's great for the grandchildren. It's great for the nannies as well, and the grandfathers. And they keep you alive, and they ask such funny questions. I have a six-year-old grandchild, and don't you ask me the other day, Jerry, we called into the church coming down, and we were lighting candles, and of course he loves lighting candles, and we were praying, and he turned around to me and he said, "Nanny," he said, "who made God?"
What a question.
What a question. I thought, well, now, that, for that new pipe and smoke...
You'll have to dial up a theologian for that one, Alice, I think.
But there, I mean, that's the thing. The young and the old together are a great blend, because, they, you know, the young stimulate you, and they're you know, it's a great mix. It's the ideal scenario where you have both mixing, and because parents are under ferocious pressure. I mean, at every age, because I remember when mine were small, it was pretty hectic.
Yeah.
When my mother came to stay and my father, oh my God, they slowed down the pace in the house. And that's great, because they have time to sit and answer questions for grandchildren and play with them and talk to them and sing with them. So I think it's the ideal society where you have all the age groups mixing together.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, when you think of President Biden, what that man has gone through with the death of his wife and, you know, his child, and then his older son dying. He has gone through a lot through life, so he can, you know, he has empathy and understanding for people in very difficult situations.
You know, he's been through it. He's been around the block. He's been to the depths of despair and come back, and so he has something to contribute.
He's seen it all, and then having worked with Obama as vice president, he's bringing huge wisdom. There's no substitute for the wisdom and experience of years, really.
It just occurs to me, talk to Alice about the school and about the number of grandparents that pick up children at school gates. You know, it might be an idea the way they have people who come into school, be it a member of an Garda Síochána or an ambulance driver or somebody from a profession, that perhaps maybe an older person from a community or a few would be invited in, either from Age Action or someone else.
And it happens. I did it
to talk to kids about being old, being older, and being elders, and respect and dignity and wisdom, like you're talking about.
Yeah, and as well, I went into the school here a year or two ago to talk about Christmas to them. And you know, Jerry, when these were 6 and 7 year olds, and to stand in front of a whole sea of little trusting, innocent faces, I thought, oh my God, it was so beautiful. And I thought, God made life be kind to them.
Yeah.
You know, they look so innocent, and they all believe, you know, they believe in Santa, and it was all about Christmas. I thought, God, isn't that wonderful? I thought, God, may life be kind to them. And in a way, like, isn't that what it's all about at any age? That we be kind to each other.
Yeah, and something that can be taught. Alice, look, do you hope that these trips, Joe Biden and George Mitchell, that they will convince people that once you get to 75, once you get to 80, you're not done with life, and you shouldn't be regarded as being done?
I think that day is gone. What was it, our perception that people, we seem to think that people got older, younger? I mean, isn't that a contradiction?
Yeah.
but we did, you know, they put on black clothes and we perceived them as being old. That doesn't happen anymore, you know, which is a good thing. But I think in a way it's very important that we respect all ages.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, President Biden and George Mitchell has brought that awareness to Ireland. So that's a great gift to Ireland. And look at Michael D. I mean, that's, and I, in when President Biden spoke in Dáil Éireann, I thought Ócheán Comhairle gave a great speech.
Seanan Fáil, yeah.
Yeah. I did, yeah. I thought he did a great job. And, you know, I think the whole visit was invigorating. It's amazing when Kennedy came. Kennedy was young and vibrant and full of steam, and he benefited the country. You know, Biden came at the other end of life and has done great good for the country at another level.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. You mentioned as finally you're involved in communities and other people, but there are people, and I know the tourism industry is actually actively looking at this now, getting people who are retired back into the workforce, maybe 3 days a week,
yes,
to bring that sort of wisdom, experience, time to talk to people, talk to tourists, that they're seeing that, you know, just because you're retired doesn't mean you can stop or you stop working. You can work maybe friendlier hours or less hours, but that's another way of making, you know, people, elder, more people, more visible, I suppose, in our community.
Yeah, and when people come, especially the Americans, when they come back, they want to talk to people, you know, and that's, I mean, here in the village, because our village is so old, we get a lot of people wanting to trace their ancestors.
Yes, yeah.
And who's better able to do that than, you know, somebody who's been here in the village for generations? A couple of years, many years ago, I think of a couple of years ago, we had Uncle Jackie here in the shop, the post office. We had Jermaw at the end of the village, whose family had been here for generations. We'd been at the blacksmith. Now, when people came back then, they went around, and these three men, because they're families had been here for generations, were able to trace the ancestry of anybody coming back. Then they died, and I remember thinking, my God, they're taking the social history of our village into the graves with them.
Yeah.
So we started a magazine in a Shannon Candlelight, and it's been written by the people of the parish, really. And this Christmas will be 40 years in being, this
That's
magazine.
That's amazing. Yeah,
and this year, you know, we're celebrating 40 years. And in the throes of that, it has recorded that people wrote about their family history. Everything got recorded, and it's there on record. And we did make when we got our act together, we raised funds with it. And with the funds, we put the sculpture of a horse coming into the village, because he's a symbol that Inishannon was the first entry point into West Cork, because the river in Inishannon is tidal, and we're on the upper reaches of Kinsale Harbour, and when the tide went out, you could cross the river. No bridges there that time, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of years
ago.
And so the horse, and then with the blacksmith, sculpture of the blacksmith, we've one more thing to do. We're going to put up a sculpture of the Charter School children. Now, most people never heard of the Charter School children, but there was a Charter Schools all over Ireland, and they were there before our educational system
came into
started.
Being. Yeah.
They were there from 1730 to 1830. And the children were educated in these charter schools. Now, they were tough, they weren't child-friendly, but there's no record of those children anywhere in Ireland. And we're going to put up a sculpture of a charter
that's
school
great.
Children.
Yeah, fantastic.
And so that's
fantastic
going on
stuff.
In the background.
Alice,
yeah.
Listen, we're out of time, but thanks so much for talking to me about that subject this morning. And
yeah.
Good luck. You've just most recently published The Nana, and I know you're working on a new book, Come Sit a While, a working title. So good luck with that, and thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry, very much.